News Radio, WTAM 1100 and 652 The Time. Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Cleveland.com, The Plain Dealer. You can read the work of the proud graduate of Benedictine. And I've got Terry Pluto with us this morning. You can also see Terry tonight. The Terry Pluto Tour will be at the Mentor Library, 6:30, where you can meet and talk with, it says right here, Cleveland legendary Cleveland sports columnists. And learn more about the Browns, Indians, and the Cavs. Terry Pluto, as he takes the tour to Mentor this evening, the library there. Hi, Terry. Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Wills.
I have seen the reviews. These are outstanding. People love being around you.
You could fool some of the people some of the time, as we both have been doing for many a year.
That we have. All right. Let's get to a big matchup in OKC tonight, Terry.
Yes.
How do you grade this trade, first of all?
Well, if we could quit right now, they get an A+. So it'd be fun to see some more tests. But I do think that you could even look at Friday night, just after the trade was announced. They didn't even have the players in, and see how much better the Cavaliers played simply by even redeploying some of the guys that were on their roster that hadn't been playing as much. You know, Seti Osman and some of the others. So, and the ball being in LeBron's hands, I think that's a key part.
It looks like all is back in order, doesn't it?
Well, it looks like, right, that this is a team that now thinks it could go back and be one, be the best in the East, and also LeBron thinks so, too. I have to admit, I'm watching that game, and then LeBron, you know, bangs his knee and everything, go, don't tell me that, just after they start to get things squared away. He is phenomenal in some of the injuries that he has played with over the years. I believe he's not missed a game this season, correct?
Right, yeah, he's played every game, and he's never missed a playoff game.
Never missed a playoff game. Truthfully, he's never had a sustained injury of any time. I guess that right after the trade was made where he missed about 7 or 8 games, I think, was the longest he's been out in 15 years. Think about that.
Terry, there is new life in this team. It's a different look. The youth and the fact they all can play is huge. It seems like moves they've made the last few years, it's been maybe an older guy who's really on the back end of his career. All the players they brought on board are an infusion. And you mentioned Chetty Osman now also looks like a guy that Coach Lou wants to see more of.
I was working on this for a story that's going to probably be posted either later today or tomorrow. How about this? There's only 4 guys left from the championship team.
Wow. Wow. And J.R. Smith is one of them.
Yes.
And it's kind of interesting the way Lou has stood by him. J.R. admitted he thought he was going to get traded or thought it was a very good chance of that.
Well, they tried. I can tell you that. So, I mean, that's the old thing. I would say paranoids have enemies, too. And he's correct. They did try with that contract. So now he's here. And I think that they will be able to use him better because the ball will be swinging around more. You know, he gets that pass on the weak side, and he's wide open for shots. You know, George Hill is just the better version of Jose Calderon, and they were winning a lot of games when Calderon was playing early in the year, where LeBron was at the hub of the offense. And so I just anticipate we will see more of that. And I think the exciting thing, too, is, you know, part of the reason they had to put that number one pick in the trade to the Lakers was to get Larry Nance Jr., and he is going to help them defensively a whole lot. You can see some of the stuff he did at the high post and setting picks. And, you know, he's a guy that really doesn't care if he shoots mutts or not. And that fits exactly with this team.
Terry, it's the eve of pitchers and catchers reporting for the Tribe.
Yes.
And that's always a great thing just to hear that sentence. Your thoughts going in as the Indians begin spring training tomorrow?
In fact, I wrote a column on this. It'll be in tomorrow's paper. Mike, when you and I were growing up, or in fact most of the fans, unless you either grew up in the early 50s and came to the Indians then, or like the middle 90s, we didn't have any teams like this.
Good point.
I mean, not at all, zero. I mean, whether you want to look at the team in 71 that lost 100 games, or in 91 that lost like 104 games, or even like 2011, I think they lost, 92 or something. We can sit there and say, well, they lost Santana and they lost Jay Bruce. It's a pitching staff where they have 5 starters won at least 10 games. You know, the last 3 years, the Indians have either had the best ERA or second best in the American League. And all those guys, for the most part, to Brian Shaw, are back.
Did I hear you correctly? 4 guys on the Cavs roster from the championship?
Yeah, okay, go ahead and name them. Yeah.
No, I'm serious. That's how this team has turned over.
I mean, that doesn't take a long time. It's four guys, you know. So there you go. Yeah, LeBron, Tristan, JR, and
Kevin Love. Yep.
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Theater, Cleveland.com. Look for his latest piece. Follow him on Twitter. Thanks, pal. And Mentor Library tonight, 6:30, the Pluto Tour. Have a good day.
There you go.
Have a good Fat Tuesday.